Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this February 10th, 2023. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. It is 10:06 on the clock. In 10:30 today, we're going to welcome in Bill Arneson, Tri-Norris Ski Club. We're going to be talking about there. Right now, joining us in studio is Mary Schultz. She is the chairman of Empty Bowls, the committee. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate the time. How are you doing today?
Just great. The sun is out. The sky is blue. What more can you ask for in Wisconsin?
It is a pretty nice day out, right?
Yeah, right.
We'll take that. And we're really excited to talk about Empty Bowls. The ninth Southwood County Empty Bowls has been announced. Focus is hosting this event. We're very excited about it, Mary. I'd like to get into a couple of things before we go ahead. Just rewind a little bit. One, let's tell people about Empty Bowls and what it is.
Okay, great. So this is our ninth in Southwood County. It has been around much longer than that. Mm-hmm. It's actually a nationwide program, and I don't know exactly the year that it started. I probably should have looked that up. But it's a program that is designed not necessarily to feed people and get them full and have them have a wonderful meal and go home and say, wow, that was great, I want to do that again. It is more to bring attention to the fact that there are many people whose bowls are empty.
Yeah.
And so the object is to provide something for you to fill your tummies a little bit, but also to kind of leave with the idea of there are many people that don't leave with a full tummy every day and either are coming to school with an empty tummy or going to work with an empty tummy. And just having that knowledge that a full meal isn't always what everybody is getting. So that's why it is called Empty Bowls. You actually get an empty bowl and you will get some soup along with it, but that's the recognition, because someone's bowl is always empty, and that's the theme.
It's one of some of the earliest memories I have is being in the projects in Chicago and growing up and not having a lot, and my mom and dad, my mom specifically, being, you know, well, we're going to go down here, and we go to a soup kitchen, and we're handing soup out, and we're helping people. And it seemed weird. Like, I thought we should be in line. I thought, you know, and that kind of thing. But it stood out and it stayed with me. And it's always been one of those things for me that I remember in moments like this, where there are so many people out there struggling. There are people out there that shouldn't be. And this is a way to not only bring attention to that, but hopefully do some good and help those people. While along with celebrating great local businesses and celebrating Focus and so many of these other things. It's a wonderful celebration. I look forward to talking more about this and giving the audience a little more details on the local shops and businesses that are a part of this and everything. Before we do, Mary, I'm curious, how did you get involved with this organization?
Well, actually, I started having knowledge of Empty Bowls from actually Stevens Point, because I actually live in Stevens Point, and so I'd gone to the Empty Bowls at Spash for a number of years, and that's how I was actually aware of it. And then I became involved with the Neighborhood Table about 15, 16 years ago.
Right on.
And actually was on the board for many years, served as a president for a while.
Wow.
And then when the Neighborhood Table joined with the SWEPS Pantry and the backpack program in town, we became Focus.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's feeding our communities with United Services. So I'm actually the vice president on that board at this time. And so what happened, I served as a server for the, probably the 6th and 7th and the 8th, Southwood County Empty Bowls here, and then all of a sudden COVID hit.
Yeah.
And so we couldn't have it in 2021 at all. We just knew we could not have any kind of a sit-down meal. So then 2022 came along, and we're like, okay, we can't lose Empty Bowls. Okay. We have to do something so that people don't lose that idea. So last year what we did was something very unique. The Potters still made their really cool bowls, and then we went around to many of the restaurants and said, would you participate with a coupon? And so what we offered was a bowl with a coupon for a free bowl of soup at one of our 6 participating restaurants. And so the people actually bought their bowl and got their coupon. So we made 200 bowls last year and sold them all.
Nice.
We went to some of the banks, had them out. Some of our schools put them out, and our churches put them out for people to purchase. So it was a much lower event. So typically, we can have proceeds to $6,000 to $7,000, but we still made about $2,500 for food insecurities in our area last year. So this year, with COVID kind of dying out a little bit, hopefully, we were able to say, okay, we're in our new facility. Let's try having an in-house meal again.
Yeah.
So we're back to an in-house meal, hoping to serve 300 to 400 people. That's our goal, and having our raffle baskets again. So we're back to the kind of event it was lastly in 2020.
Thank you for that, Mary. I really appreciate it. And I have to do something. I have to let the audience look a little behind the curtain here, because I was really excited about this event, and we've had Empty Bowls join us before. We've talked about them in Morning Magazine before, and certainly talked about everything with Focus, the Neighborhood Table, the Backpack Program. We have them. Dale and the gang join us all the time.
Yep.
But I've seen your name a number of times over the years. And so I went into this and I did something to Mary I've never done before. I just thought, oh, Mary's done this. Mary's been on the air with us before. She has to have been. I've seen her name a bunch and everything. And then I, like, 2 seconds before we're on the air, I'm like, wait a minute. Has she done this before? I apologize.
I didn't mean to do that to you.
Your name was very familiar to us here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. We've seen your name many, many times. And it's just funny to now put a face to the name and everything. That's it's nice to have you in studio. And
well, thank you.
Do appreciate all the work you, that committee, everybody on that board does to help our people in need out here. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I greatly appreciate, too, is the focus being on the action. And not so much the person.
Mm-hmm.
And you may know this just as well as some others out there do, but we all know what it's like to need help.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know how hard that can be to ask for help or to let people know or be vulnerable to people.
Mm-hmm.
How often do we say, oh, I got this. That's especially in the Midwest. That's what we do. That's what we are as Midwesterners. We're going to take care of it ourselves. And it's no different when it comes to hunger or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
The more common we make this, the more unhush of a voice kind of thing where, hey, this is something that everybody can deal with. And more what a poor person looked like maybe when I was a kid and what a poor person looks like now are very different.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you walk across people like this literally every day that are struggling with this. They may not look like your typical, what you might think of in your head, but they're struggling. And so the more attention we can bring to this, the work that you guys are doing under the Focus umbrella, greatly appreciated and greatly needed, unfortunately. And we're not the only ones that notice this, too. We got a lot of local businesses that know this as well. And that's why they jumped in on this and wanted to be a part of it, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Can we take a moment and talk about some of the featured soups that are going to be a part of this event?
You bet. So we have about 11 different restaurants in town that are participating.
Nice.
So we're excited about that. A couple new ones and then some that have been with us for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want me to actually list
them? Yeah, let's name them.
Okay.
They deserve a shout out anyway. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So Aaron's Wine and Steins is a new one for us this year.
Good.
We had, they participated before, but in a different way. So it's nice to have them.
Great people
Anchor,
over there.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Anchor Bay. And Danny Kay's and Grace's Family Restaurant, Great Expectations, even though they don't have their shop anymore. They still are a catering business, and they were so happy to join us again this year. So we're super excited about that. Jennings, Junkyard, Misty's, Olympic Family Restaurant, and Sportsman's are all helping us out this year. So we're super excited about that.
All great, great businesses. I've eaten at every one of those places multiple times. Loved the food and
good.
The only thing better than the food at all those places is the hearts of those people. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. They were all very, very willing to help.
That's
and many
cool.
of those were helpful with us last year when we couldn't even do the sit down, but we're happy to have people come into the restaurant and get a free bowl of soup. So
I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't get to say anything at the time, but I remember when that was going on last year, and just to be able to tell you, what a great idea. What a great way to, instead of just kind of being like, oh, we can't do anything. We're going to, again, going back to the Midwest mentality, like, no, you can't tell us Mother Nature, we can't do this. We're going to make it happen somehow. Like,
that's right.
Way
we're
to be.
Do
that's
something.
Awesome.
Thank you. I did want to mention, too, as you were talking about, you know, the people that, you know, need something, we also have to keep our elderly in mind because our elderly people might not necessarily be lacking the funds to buy food, but they're also lacking the socialization and just to be around people. So many of our guests, especially for our neighborhood meals, they're just people that want to be around people and miss people. People throughout throughout the week. So we want to mention that, yes, we are definitely trying to help those that are struggling with food insecurities, but we also want to keep those other people in mind that need people and need a caring person to come and put their arm around their shoulder and say, how's your week been? Yeah. What are you up to? What do you need this week? How's it been? Are you feeling okay? Those kinds of questions are super important to many of our guests. And we have to keep that in mind as well, because we don't want to lose that part of our community either.
Way too often in society, the two groups of people we don't think of are our seniors and our kids. And it's weird because we need both of them, but this happens way too often. And I'm really glad you brought that up, especially in our area. We have a strong senior population here, and so it's very important that we pay attention to that when it comes to any of these subjects that I think get lost in the shuffle sometimes. With that, I'm really appreciate you bringing the point to that.
Thank you. We
talk about the soups that people can get from all these great businesses. I did want to mention the bowls themselves and how are those looking, and how exciting that's got to be for you guys to be able to see these bowls too and like showing up and everything.
And this year it's really super exciting, because one of our schools of elementary students have participated with 150 bowls.
Whoa.
That the students have made. And they're super cute. Oh. You know, they're super different. And then we also have some of our reliables, like Jim Lorbert in town. He is so amazing. The picture on our flyer is one of his bowls. He actually makes a heart-shaped bowl. And it's just gorgeous. And then we have Kathy Vinay, who actually lives, believe it or not, in Waupaca.
Oh.
But she delivers 100 bowls to me every year and says, I love this event. I'm going to continue to do that. She said, I'm working on my technique. And so she just is wonderful. And every year she's always looking forward to the event. And then we were lucky enough to have some from Lincoln High School Art Club.
Cool.
Nakusa students have brought some this year, which is awesome. And then we also had some from the Arts Council has a little club that worked on some bowls.
Wow.
And so they're bringing us some bowls this year. So it's been super neat to have a variety of people making bowls this year. So we're excited.
It seems like, too, in the years you've been doing this, in the years certainly we've had people joining us about 4 or 5 years, I think we've had people joining us for this event. It seems like it's really growing. Like we're getting even more people like kind of chiming in and stuff like that. I hope it's not too much on your guys' plate, no pun intended. But I do hope that it does seem like a very positive, it's nice to know you're not alone in some of these causes, in some of these fights, you know, that, hey, the community's got your back, that other businesses, new businesses showing up, whether it's making the soup or the bowl. And I think of something, too, that it becomes more and more clear to me as time goes on. These kids making these bowls, they know why they're making the bowls.
They do.
They know what these bowls are for. And so at a young age, they're seeing this. They're seeing their community respond to this way, to this. And they're being able to participate in this. And we all remember what it was like at that age to have even a little bit of adultism put on us. Mm-hmm. And we feel a little bit better and bigger and stuff like that. So we're building these kids' confidence as well, as much as we are showing them the commitment to community.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff matters. Their brains are still sponges, even as teenagers, even as frustrating as that could be sometimes dealing with teenagers. as a father, I say that, who loves his kids. That's so cool. Like all the little added layers to this event that go on. Think about, we were talking about this yesterday, actually, Jack and Carantini and I, about Focus. This new facility and this new, all this stuff. There's a lot of people that haven't gotten to check that out. And even if you're not, if you are a family that is not in need, we really encourage you to go check it out. Like, you should see these things. I think it brings a little more awareness and it stays in people's minds a little bit more. But also, it's just really cool to see. It's really cool to see the work that's being done and to be a part of the community and just spread it. Hey, did you see how nice that Focus place looks? They got a hydroponic area and everything. That's really cool. It gives you a little more understanding of the work that's being put into your community and maybe a little more understanding about this cause and why so many of us believe in it so heartily and care so much about it.
Yes, and it's cool because some of the people that come in say, I remember when this was Gritsmuckers, or I remember when the bowling alley was over here. So there's some history there too.
This is all a wonderful cause, and look, you, I say this. This is just between you and I, Mary. Okay.
Oh, okay. Nobody's listening.
Yeah. These people are getting a steal out there for their money, for what they're spending and for what they're getting.
Oh yeah.
That is like really, really cool. Like, you don't see deals much anymore.
Especially now.
Yeah, right? You ain't kidding. For a $10 donation, ages 3 and above, you're going to receive quite a bit of stuff just for 10 bucks. Like, yes. This is pretty cool. Can we tell them what comes with that $10? And it is a $10 donation, I should say.
It is. And it's super cool this year because, as you mentioned, we have a lot of different people helping out to do things. So, yes, for the $10, they obviously get their bowl, which they pick. So we have tables of the bowls all set, and they get to pick which one they want to take.
And this ain't a bowl you can find anywhere else. It's completely original.
It's a handmade bowl. Yes.
That's so cool. Right there is worth at least 50, 60 bucks right there.
Exactly.
So you're already getting a deal, and we haven't even started.
And some of the kids are saying, I can't wait to go find mine. I want to find mine. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see. But so the bowl obviously is number one. Then we have the soups that are all made from our restaurants in town. So yes, that's a deal. I mean, to put soup into a handmade bowl. You don't actually put it in the bowl, but that's okay. And then we have one of our great cooks from the Neighborhood Meals, Kathy Kuhn, is making. So when you walk in, you're going to smell them. Oh. She's making homemade rolls right there on the spot all day. So she is going to be flipping out these handmade rolls batch after batch as long as we need them. And then we have another great cook from our Neighborhood Meals. Dawn Taman is making cookies. And she actually did a trial last night for our meals to see how the people liked them, and they loved them. So Dawn's cookies will be the dessert for them. And then they also have an opportunity to go and look at a lot of baskets. So we can talk about that next. But that's what they actually get to take and eat. So, yes, they get a lot for
$10. I mean, it's just amazing. Just an amazing deal.
And their beverage, too. Forgot the beverage. So they'll have milk or water or coffee to have as their beverage to go with it.
You're getting an original soup from one of our great businesses around here, prepared wonderfully. Homemade rolls and cookies. There's nothing like those in the world. Nothing better.
Nothing better than a hot roll.
I'm so hungry right now. This is such a great idea, great cause. And yeah, above all, and not just to mention all of that, and as you touched on there, there's going to be a basket raffle.
Yes. And so far, we started Monday putting them together, and we have two more days we'll work on it. We've already put 45 baskets together.
Whoa.
And hoping to have at least 30 more to go. And places like Ruby Reds, we have the Melaleuca, we have different organizations in town that have sponsored a basket. We have things from Angel Gardens. I have such a long list. I should probably mention some of them.
Sure. I think that'd be a good any chance we can.
Would probably like to have their name on the air. So we have things like Tropical Cafe, Anytime Fitness, Cravings, Taco John's. All of our pizza sponsors are providing pizzas. Dunkin' Donuts. We have Roger Cinema, Cost Cutters. We actually have, and this is pretty exciting, we have 8 tickets to a performance at the PAC, and those tickets, each one is worth $70. So those are a hot item that are going to be a big one. Some Gamify has gotten together and made some great baskets for us. We have individual donors. We have the Nakusa Church is offering one. So Trace of the Past soaps we've got out of the box. The Arts Council is the one with those great, great tickets for us, and a number of other things. So like I said, we're hoping for about 75 baskets and super excited of what they look like so far.
It may have been easier for you, Mary, to mention the businesses that
aren't. That didn't, I know.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
I know.
It's really cool. It's
been really great to have the... And I can't help but thank the team, because we have a team of about 6 of us that are really putting a lot of time into this. And without their support and the support that they're putting into it, it wouldn't happen either. So can I mention their name?
Please. For the first time doing this, Mary, that's the third time now you have actually got to something before I get to ask you.
Oh, I'm
you're
sorry.
Good at it. No, you're good. That's good. That's great.
Okay. So I want to thank Linda Olson, who has been a member of the Southwood County Empty Bowls team for a while.
Yeah.
And she, thank goodness, is guiding us to make sure we don't forget anything important. And then we have Don Mansell, who's in charge of all of our volunteers. We have Mary Jo Zirath, who's helping us with our raffle. We have Mayor DeBile, who is doing all of our communications and things like that. We have Lisa Bore, who has been our bowls person, who's going around and getting all of our bowls for us. And then we actually have a new friend this year, Jan from Love Inc., has been helping us. And I know she was on the air last week for her event. Yes. That's the night before ours. So she's a busy, busy gal. So it has been a great team to work with, and super thankful for their support and all of their time that they have devoted to this. So
It's such a fun event. I have not gotten to go in years past. I am bound and determined to go this year.
Good.
I am locked in. I'm making darn sure that I'm going to. And thankfully for me, not only is this in the kind of late morning, early afternoon, which is a perfect time for a lot of people, you know, free, but it's not an hour thing. It's 11 to 2, so you got a bit of a window there and everything to be able to partake in this.
Yep.
Is this an event that we need to register for? Do we need to sign up anything for that?
No, definitely not. We have seating for 100 at a time. So it is possible that you may have to stand in line, but the good news is, while you're standing in line, you can go look at all the raffle baskets.
There you go.
So if you get there and the lunchroom is crowded a little bit, you can take time to go look at the raffle baskets, purchase some tickets, and try to win something. You don't have to be there to win. We will let you know if you win something, and it'll be available at the Focus office throughout the whole week following. So you don't have to be there. It's not a you have to be there to win. So if you can't eat right away, you can look at the raffles. Or if you get there and you can get a seat, you can eat and then go look at the raffles.
Yeah.
So we have it both rooms. So we're using both the meal site side for the meal and then the actual food pantry side. So it'll give you an opportunity to see the food pantry, see the what you mentioned before, the hydroponics unit. So that's where all the raffle items will be. So it'll take the whole building pretty much. So
I want to send a big shout out to all these businesses that have helped out and that are a part of this, all the kids that help make these bowls, all the people that help make these bowls, and a real special shout out to you and the staff at Focus, all the volunteers and the people that make this stuff happen. All these things you're talking about, Mary, in the back of my head, all I can think of, the baskets being made, all this stuff, like, it takes a lot of hands, a lot of work, and a lot of love. We thank all you people, everybody doing this stuff, but we want to be able to help too. If you guys could use volunteers, if you guys could use people to give an extra hand here and there, is there a way to any way we can like direct them to go to as far as volunteering and that kind of thing?
Sure. Well, we have two of us. Don Mansell and I are the ones that are kind of collecting names. So if you go to the Focus website, I believe there is a space on there where you can link on to see the area to where you could volunteer. We could still use about 10 more volunteers. We're doing pretty good, but, you know, things always happen where somebody might get sick, and so we could always use a few more. So or contact Focus, and they'll give you our contact information if you really would like to help, because that would be awesome as well.
So the history of Empty Bowls. Empty Bowls began in 1990 as an art class project in Michigan High School to raise funds for a food drive. Students made ceramic bowls, served a meal of soup and bread, and invited guests to keep the bowl as a reminder of hunger in the world.
Well, thank you. your homework.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting. even more interesting is the 9th Southwood County Empty Bowls project. This is going to be going on Saturday, February 18th from 11 to 2 over at Focus at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can find out more by going to focusofswc.org. It's focusofswc.org. Be sure to follow them on Facebook as well. Really nice time, Mary. This was great. The problem is you did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back now.
Okay,
you're going to have
to
come back sometime.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the time. And we'll be spreading the word about this event.
Awesome. Can't wait.
We'll take a break right now. We'll come back with more Morning Magazine for you here at WFHR.